the piracy meeting is one of three thematic debates the Security Council is holding in November. UN Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson cited statistics from the International Maritime Organization, which show that there have been nearly 300 attacks so far this year. Piracy, he said, affects the safety of shipping lanes, which move about 90% of global trade. But it also hurts other sectors.
Pirate attacks also endanger the safety of seafarers, fishermen and passengers, and the delivery of humanitarian aid. It damages maritime industries such as ports, fisheries and tourism, thereby hindering sustainable development.
The Deputy Secretary General presented the latest UN report on piracy off the coast of Somalia, where the crime involves hijacking ships and holding crews for ransom. While joint efforts by the international community and the shipping industry have led to a sharp decline in attacks, United States Ambassador Susan Rice said Somalia must also do its part.
Having completed its transition, adopted a new provisional constitution, and elected a new parliament and president, Somalia is poised to take greater action to counter piracy. In particular, we urge the new Somali authorities to pass and enact appropriate anti-piracy legislation. The establishment of a Somali exclusive economic zone, consistent with the Law of the Sea Convention, is also needed.
In the Gulf of Guinea, piracy is related to the theft of oil and linked with the regional black market, according to the United Nations. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin described it as a new hotbed for this crime.
Мы внимательно следим за новым очагом пиратства в Гвинейском заливе.
What we're seeing there are chiefly armed robberies close to the coastline. We hope that the mobilization of regional efforts that we're seeing here with the necessary international assistance will help us to prevent this threat escalating.
Togo's Ambassador Kojo Menan reports that the impact is already being felt on some national economies.
An example, la République du Bénin, qui demeure le pays qui subit.
For example, the Republic of Benin, which continues to bear the brunt of the increased frequency of pirate attacks, has suffered a spike in piracy activity off the port of Cotonou. The large financial losses that result from this clearly show the disastrous impact that piracy could have on consolidating the economies of countries in the region. Togo hasn't been spared either, given its proximity to Benin.
For Jan Eliasson, the UN Deputy Secretary General, three challenges must be addressed immediately if the international community is to tackle piracy. He said there must be better coordination and information sharing, stronger capacity to prosecute and convict, and establishment of a framework on the use of privately contracted armed security personnel on board vessels. Deanne Penn, United Nations.